Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, it's second date update here with Thunder and PT, and thank you so much for messaging us. If this has happened to you where you've been out on a first date that you thought went great and you thought you were going to see the other person again, but they're not even responding for the idea of a second date, let us know. We'll just at least, hopefully, get some answers for you. And that's why we're here to talk to Emily this morning. Emily, what is going on?
I don't know what's going on. And just like you said, I went out with this guy, very sweet, had some drinks, said he was going to call and he hasn't. I'm really confused and I don't know what went wrong.
All right, so let's back this up a little bit. Tell us what it was like meeting Sean for the first time on the first date.
Oh, the date was amazing. We just went to just a nice little restaurant bar. We had a lot of fun. It just felt very light and the conversation was great. He was such a wonderful listener, actually. He was really interested in what I was saying, very attentive. At one point, I thought I was talking too much about myself, but he didn't mind, and I thought it was refreshing, really nice, and I was hoping to learn more about him on our next date. After a few drinks, just went home, and I thought everything was great.
So, Emily, do you think anything could have happened that seems maybe small now, but could have made Sean change his mind, something that happened during that time together?
I mean, to change his mind, no. I mean, he's very animated. He sometimes he laughed really loudly at what I was saying. And at one point, he kind of slammed his hand on the bar. And it looked like it hurt, but he was like, oh, I'm okay. And it startled me. And he just said, oh, it looked like a server was going to drop something. What were you saying? But other than that, he seemed like a lovely guy. I really want to see him again.
All right. Well, outside of that episode, but otherwise, it sounds like a great description, Emily, and we are here to help at least try to get some answers for you and get you to that second date. So you hold on right there. We're going to call Sean, see if he'd like to see Emily again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Sean, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi. Oh, hi, Sean. Sorry, I thought we'd lost you. Sean, this is Thunder and PT, and we co-host a radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. And we are calling you this. Yeah, it's not a sales call or anything like that, but I got to tell you, you're on the radio. And PT, yeah, PT's here too.
Yeah, hey, Sean.
And we're calling you to ask you about a date that you went on with a woman named Emily a couple of weeks ago. Do you remember Emily?
Yeah, I do. Okay. What about it?
Okay, so we do a segment on our show, and we're doing it right now, obviously, called Second Date Update, where we try to find out why someone is not getting back to another for a second date.
And Emily actually reached out to us mm-hmm. and said that she had a great time with you on this date.
And we just talked to her just a few minutes ago on the radio.
And she wants to see you again, but you've kind of left her hanging.
And we were hoping you'd answer. And go ahead.
I mean, we went out. We had a nice time. I mean, that was pretty much it.
Okay. So I guess what she'd like to know is, like, why didn't you get back in touch with her for another date? Like, why is it? Why is it the end of it? If you had a good time.
To be honest, I wasn't even all that into going on the date in the first place. I really wanted to stay home and watch the Vikings game.
Okay.
But, my TV stopped working for whatever reason. I knew the bar would have the game on, so I went.
I'm sorry, you arranged her to meet you there, or was she just there so it wasn't really a date? It was just a meetup, or no, you did?
It was a planned date.
It was a planned date, but you just happened to plan it during the Vikings game so you could watch the game.
I guess you could say that. We matched, and, that was the available time.
So you were watching
on the game, so I didn't want to, just try to maximize the opportunity.
Okay.
That way.
Okay.
Well, so why go on a date? Like, why not just go to the bar and watch the game?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what? You're like, am I missing something here?
I mean, I didn't want to hang out in a bar by myself, I mean, none of my friends really wanted to watch the game, so,
Right. Did you pay attention to Emily at all, Sean?
I mean, yeah, I did. I mean, I made sure she sat with a TV behind her so I could look at her and watch the game, behind her in the background, but yeah.
So she really wasn't even aware of that. Okay,
I don't think so.
All right, Sean, if you gave us 60 more seconds, because we've got Emily on the other line. I told you we had talked to her a few minutes ago, but we had her hold on in case we were able to get a hold of you. And she would love...
Come on, man.
No, listen, just bear with
she
us.
She would like to talk to you, I think.
Just to kind of get an idea whether or not, you'd be interested in seeing her again. She really, really likes you, and that's why she called us and contacted us so we could find out if you'd like to see her again.
Okay, yeah. Now I get it. No, thank you. I think I'll pass.
What? Oh, okay. What?
Sean?
Hang on. Hey, Emily?
Hey, this is insane.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
No, I just kind of feel like a dummy now. I can't believe he was watching the game on our date. If he had just said something, I would watch the bikes with him. I can't believe I didn't even notice. Okay. I didn't even notice.
I feel like he knew. Like, how would he be able to pay attention to the game and you at the same time? You didn't realize he was, maybe out of touch or whatever?
You said he was super attentive and was asking you all these questions, seemed really interested. You said you thought you were doing a lot of the talking.
I had no idea. Maybe I don't pay good enough attention. I don't want to compliment that jerk, but he was really good at dividing his focus. And
I guess now I know I slammed his hand on the bar, but...
Yeah, that's right. Okay,
I know now. I knew the Vikes game was on,
You didn't know he was...
The date.
I mean, I'll tell you what, if it was the Bears game, he would have slammed his hand more than one time, I feel like, right?
Here's the one thing, the bit of advice I think we might have for you here, Emily, is just don't let this one jerk sour you on dating. And, you know, he should have told you his primary reason to meet you at the bar was to watch the game. But not all guys are like that. And there's going to be somebody who's going to pay you full attention. Maybe not during Viking season, but
Now you know to be suspicious if he says, let's go to the bar noon or 3 o'clock on a Sunday or whatever, right? Like, you know, hey, why do you want to meet on a Sunday?
Yeah,
just
right.
Kind of curious, making sure, you know.
Good to put a Viking schedule on your fridge, you know, this time of year.
Yeah, why are you wearing a sports jersey?
Yeah, I get it.
I'll look for the sign.
The purple team.
Right. Hey, listen, we wish you all the best, and we are glad that you brought this to us. And now you have an answer, which is, I think, most important, and just want you to know that if you need us, we are always here if you ever need to be on Second Date Update.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you. I love you guys. Thank you.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.